Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Get nervous, Beetle.
I know you're getting nervous.
I was nervous
from the onset.
I wasn't nervous. Now I'm nervous.
Nervous isn't the right word. I told you from the onset that I believed Rob Gronkowski was being genuine in his comments after the Super Bowl, that he was legitimately going to take a step back, take a look at what was going on with his career, how he felt, how his body felt, all of that. I thought it was for real. I have said all along, though, that I believe the ultimate conclusion he will make is to remain as a player in the National Football League.
Okay.
And I don't know that that has changed yet, but I do think that what you're about to hear is real. And that is some excellent reporting that was done by Tommy Curran last night on NBC Sports Boston. Let's get right to the report. Let's get right to the sound on Rob Gronkowski.
It does defy explanation to a degree until you start kicking over some rocks and talking to some people and trying to get, you know, your fingers on the pulse of it. And I've done that quite a bit. And he didn't enjoy himself in 2017. He did not have a good time, despite the fact his body was in a better situation than it's been in a long time, ever maybe, despite the fact that he is one of the most dominant players at any skill position. Starting to wear on him physically, mentally, the atmosphere here in New England.
To clarify really quick, so when you say in 2017, so a lot of people look at that, the concussion that he suffered in the AFC Championship, and said maybe that's what scared him. Was this going on before that?
Yes.
Okay.
This started in training camp. He seriously considered stepping away from the game in training camp. He kind of had it. At that point, his body wasn't responding. He wanted to train a certain way. The team didn't necessarily want him to train the way he wanted to train. They were at loggerheads. And he was, you know, he was pissed. And the season played out. And by the end of it, I don't think that some of the principal players on this team were really happy with the atmosphere and the climate. All the stuff that we've reported about, all the stuff we've talked about, they still need to have a hell of an air clearing at Patriot Place to get these guys back.
Current status of Rob Gronkowski, that again, according to Tommy Curran last night on NBC Sports Boston. That makes you nervous, Artie. That makes it a lot more real for you.
Number one. The atmosphere in New England, and to me, I take that to mean the Patriots, the atmosphere with the team. That's the first thing. Like, you would think that as a football player and playing for a coach like Bill Belichick, who loves, first and foremost, football players, what can you do? How many different things can you do? Can you play the game of football in a variety of ways? I like that. I like you. You like me. Let's go. To think that somehow that the most basic relationship between player and head coach could be compromised due to the atmosphere, that concerns me. That speaks to an overall level of, again, going back to what Jonathan Kraft told us in Minneapolis during the Super Bowl, is there tension? Yeah, but that sounds a little bit more like dysfunction. You know, the thing they keep telling us, it doesn't exist, dysfunction. I don't think it does to the extent that we've seen in other teams or even on this team if you go back far enough. But, okay, it's starting to tilt a little more toward dysfunction. Number two, the fact that it started in training camp, that this wasn't new. This wasn't something that happened during the season. It was part of the whole Garoppolo thing, or it was something to do with him trying to you know, change the way he wanted to train. No, from the before they even began. So this has been going on now for, let's call it, 8 months. Number three, the way he wants to train. Okay, that goes back to the, not Garoppolo, excuse me, I meant Guerrero. The Guerrero situation, whether he wants to go that way. Okay, so we know Brady already feels this way. I thought that Gronkowski was kind of just adopting certain portions of it. if he's all into it, to the fact that, you know, Kern is reporting that, yeah, he was really unhappy, he wanted to train a certain way, they wouldn't let him train that way. Okay, now you get more Guerrero stuff being brought back up again. And finally, the fact that there has to be a serious air clearing. Does the atmosphere in Foxborough lend itself to one that you think is conducive to a lot of air clearing? Let's all sit down and share our feelings here. Let's have everybody hash out what they're thinking and what they're feeling and see if we can come to some kind of a compromise in terms of how we're going to do things here. Does that sound like a Bill Belichick coached football team?
No. No, we're not all equals here.
No.
I'm the dictator. You follow the rules,
right,
and that's the end of the story, which is not a bad thing.
It's not, but it's been that way for years. Go back to when Wes Welker or the other guys were let go, and you're talking about personnel decisions on the team, and somebody had the audacity to ask Bill Belichick if he consulted Tom about it, and he kind of, Tom's a player. No, I did not consult a player about a personnel decision. Like, get the F out of here with that.
I want to piece together what we heard last night from Tommy Curran with some of the things that Zoe and I have told you throughout the season, and maybe some other reporting, because I think there's a picture to be painted here on how the last calendar year has gone for Rob Gronkowski. We'll do that coming up next. We'll get to your calls as well. Does this make you nervous? Does this make you feel like Rob Gronkowski is one step closer to calling it quits, retiring, and ending his NFL career? He's also had some cryptic tweets in recent days. We'll touch on that. A lot to get to. Rob Gronkowski is where we start the day on Zolak and Bertrand.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Bertrand, you guys do a great job talking sports in the middle of the day.
That's what we try to do here on a sports station in the day.
It's true.
98.5, the sports app.
I'm definitely going to look at my future, for sure. I'm going to sit down the next couple of weeks, reflect on the season. We fought all year long, all the receivers, running backs, linemen. I mean, we put all the work in together. So I'm just going to reflect on the season, proud of the boys, and just see what happens from here.
Rob Gronkowski, how close is he to retiring? Heard the report from Tommy Curran last night on his year. Said that he didn't feel great. Went through a lot to stay healthy. He contemplated retirement during training camp. Going as far back as the start of the year, coming back last summer. That was something that was already on his mind. It was how much longer he wanted to do this. And then went through what was obviously a good season for him, but one that required quite a bit of work for him to be able to do it. So factor in all those things. Rob Gronkowski comes back from an off-season back surgery last year, comes into training camp, and is already contemplating how much longer he wants to continue his NFL career. That's step number one. That goes all the way back to last summer. And then he goes through the motions, and I don't mean to say that as in he's not giving his full effort, but he goes through the activity of training, he goes through training camp, he gets ready for the regular season, again, after having just had yet another surgery, back surgery, and a long list of surgeries for Rob Gronkowski as he continues to age like everybody else does. And then he decides that he's going to go through a different method of training to keep himself on the field. This following a renegotiation of his contract in the offseason that gives him incentive to be on the field. If you play, you get paid. So obviously very much in his interests to do whatever it takes to be on the field and carefully consider how it is he wants to go about his training to stay on the field, because his contract and his money and his earnings are now directly tied going into last season to whether or not he plays. So Rob Gronkowski has extra motivation to make sure he is ready to go every Sunday. He then joins up with TB12 and Alex Guerrero and starts using training methods with Alex Guerrero, which are different and is a departure not only from what Rob Gronkowski has done his entire career, but is obviously a departure from what the team wants their players doing on a regular basis. We have covered the Guerrero story top to bottom. There was this report from Greg Bedard on December 20th that Zoe and I expanded on I think before it actually came out, but obviously we did after as well. And this was the one line from that report about the Guerrero-Patriots feud. He said one example was a Patriots starter was told by Guerrero not to do squats. When the strength staff made that part of the player's normal in-season workout, the player refused to do the exercise. That only added to the tension between the Patriots and Guerrero. Zoe and I told you who that player was. It was Rob Gronkowski. And factor that into how he had approached the season mentally. Okay, he's committed to staying on the field. He's trying new things. He's coming off of back surgery. And now he's got a team trainer that's telling him, do squats. And he's saying, no, I feel good. My back feels good. And I don't want to jeopardize me being on the field. I need to be able to play. I need to be out there. And this is one of the examples that leads to Guerrero and the Patriots having this tension and this divide and eventually leading to the only player you can work on in this building is Tom Brady. Who would that exclude that Alex Guerrero could no longer work with in the building? Rob Gronkowski. So the guy that he's using to stay on the field, the guy that he's feeling good with, is now all of a sudden not available to work on him in the building. And he's saying, I redid my contract, yes, to my benefit, but also committing to being on the field and doing everything it takes to be on the field. And now what? This is bad? I'm being treated like I'm the one who's doing something wrong? What the hell did Rob Gronkowski do wrong? Or what did Alex Guerrero in that situation do wrong to have himself get kicked out of the building? If Gronk is looking at that saying, I'm an adult, okay? I know what it's going to take for me to be out there. And now this guy gets removed? We're all being punished now? For what? What are we being punished for? Why are we in trouble for doing something that obviously is making me feel good? I mean, he looked limber this year. I don't know if anyone noticed. Rob Gronkowski looked pretty good. Looked good for a guy who had come off of back surgery. He looked great. And so I think he looks at that and says, well, what the hell? Give me a break. I already had my doubts about doing this thing again, and I'm trying to do whatever I can do. And now, what? Now I got to go out of my way. Okay, all right.
Now I'm being
told. That's just an aggravation,
right?
If you're him.
Yeah.
You're aggravated by it.
No, I think that puts it in pretty realistic terms, in that I was already on the fence as to whether I wanted to put my body through this again. Now I'm being told
doing it wrong.
The way that I feel best about putting myself in a position physically and mentally to be able to do this again, not acceptable, and I have to do it the other way, it would make me think twice about it too. And I still think that if there's a chance that if he's got football left in him, that he would regret not going out and giving it, you know, one more try. You know, they talk about how, and I've heard a lot of people say this, Beetle, how it would be so much easier. Be so much easier to go, you know, make a bunch of money in the WWE or make a bunch of money in the movies. And yes, it would be almost certainly less taxing on your body, even if you're doing the wrestling thing. It would be. It'd certainly be less taxing to go the movie route. But he still has a chance to solidify himself as the greatest tight end to ever play this game. If he's got his two rings and he feels he's already there and he feels he's already a first ballot Hall of Famer, if he even cares about the Hall of Fame, fine, maybe just let it go. He doesn't care about any of that stuff. My gut tells me you'd care more about it later in life. I don't think he would regret playing one more year. If there's going to be regret on either side of this issue, it's going to fall on the side of, I should have given it one more shot.
Right.
Especially if this team goes out there and wins another Super Bowl without him. Damn it. Or they get close, and he thinks they could have helped put him over the top. Damn it. Oh, I wish I would have given it one more chance, and then gone and done the wrestling thing, or been a spokesperson for the XFL, or gone and done movies with Kevin Hart. Whatever the hell it is he thinks that, you know, is on his plate that's going to make him happy. And yes, it's all relative. You can be happy, you make a lot of money, you can do these things, but, you know, it goes back to, what are you doing? You're gonna go make a lot of money and have fun and be comfortable doing other things in life, or are you going to pursue that one thing that's going to achieve a level of greatness that most likely won't be surpassed for a while?
You know, Bertrand, you did a great job of looking back at the beginning of this year. I also think, as we know, this is the history behind it, too. You know, Gronkowski's family and Gronk, they haven't always agreed with the Patriots. And we've known from almost the beginning that there's been a little differing of opinion going back to the forearm issue. So I think you have that as a background as well. So this is not, I agree with both of you. You know, the frustration is obvious. The frustration is there. And you lined it up perfect. But you even start before that, and you think about how frustrated Gronk was before this year began. Yeah, so
there's a history that not only relates to his relationship with the team over time, it relates to all the injuries that he's had, all the serious stuff that he has dealt with from an injury standpoint. There's a lot of it.
There's a lot of background there.
And he's only 28, and he's already dealt with a lot of this.
I go back to Karen Garigian. She wrote a column because this is not only a physical thing, I think, with Gronk. Think about the grind. In New England, think about what Belichick asks of his players day after day after day. And when you're in this program for multiple years, for a while, it is going to grind on you. And I thought Garigian, she wrote a column right after the Super Bowl and how players reacted and what they had to say in the locker room and how it was different than prior years. They weren't talking about focusing on, you know, next year or we have to come back and go after it, those kinds of things. They were self-evaluating a lot, and they were talking about things that they usually don't talk about. And Garigian's point was, you do wonder if in Foxborough, the grind is starting to wear on some of these players like a McCourty, like a Gronk, and even like a Brady, because they've done it so long, and maybe we're starting to see some of that fray. Maybe people are looking at it. Maybe guys in that locker room are looking at it and saying, maybe the grind isn't as worth it anymore. Maybe enough is enough. I thought Regan did a great job, and you do question that hearing what Curran said about Gronk.
And I think the atmosphere thing, I think it relates back to the way the year was treated and the training. And he's got a trainer telling him to do squats, and he's like, yeah, no, I'm good. I'm good with that. I think I've figured out what it is that I want to do. And by the way, the only guy who gets hurt by me not being on the field, you know, who's got something to give up here if I'm not on the field? Well, obviously the team does, but financially, his play was directly tied to whether or not he was on the field week to week. And he, you know, right or wrong, his feeling was that that obviously wasn't going to do him any good. That was not what he was going to do to be in shape to play on Sundays. And if he guessed wrong or he was wrong, he would have missed games and he would have not been out there and he would have lost money in the process. And so I think when you're a guy who we're talking about in a Hall of Fame category, the same way we talk about Tom Brady, it's natural that they get to a point, Hardy, where they say, you know what? Yeah, I understand that we have a boss. Everybody's got a boss. But I don't need to be bossed around on the particulars of everything. I think I've got some things figured out at this point in my career. If you're Tom Brady, you probably feel that way. If you're Rob Gronkowski, you got to feel that way. These are guys that, yes, I mean, we know Brady's a lock for the Hall of Fame, but Rob Gronkowski, there are voters who have already said, I think Peter King is one of them, who said, oh, if he retired today, I'd still vote for him for the Hall of Fame.
See, I mean,
that's the category he's in. Those guys have something figured out.
Yes, Brady definitely does. I think Brady's got a better case for it than Gronk does. If you're the coaching staff, if you're Belichick, if you're the trainers, you look at it a totally different way, Beetle. You say, look, Rob, you keep getting injured. It's obvious you don't have this figured out. So, and it's not like Guerrero has all the answers and that everybody else is just doing it wrong. Now, Rob Gronkowski might think that way and other players might think that way, but I don't think it's that cut and dry. And if you're the Patriots, you probably think, no, this can be a collaborative effort. We can try and figure out how to the best way to get you healthy and to keep you on the field. And it may not, it doesn't necessarily have to be one or the other, but if he's feeling that way, if other players are feeling that way and they just want to abandon what's being done within the, you know, the Patriots team in terms of their trainers and doctors, I can see where that's going to cause a problem. And especially for a player like Gronkowski at the age of 28, hasn't been doing it for as long as Brady has and have it the same amount of success and the durability and the time on the field. Different players, different
still
positions,
been in the league
all that
8 years. That's still a long
it's
NFL
still,
career.
It's still a long time, and I'm sure he's got a lot figured out. But If you're the Patriots and you're saying, look, we're going to give Tom a pass on this one because he's 40 and he's got all the rings and he's been doing this for a long time and he doesn't get injured as much. But Gronkowski, my God, this, you know, we got to keep closer tabs on this guy. We can't just let him go up to TB12 and have all his work done there and not have a say in how he's going to train and get ready. That's not acceptable either.
14 games coming off back surgery. Still did pretty well. Still pretty good.
But that wasn't all with Guerrero. I mean, the Patriots look at that as an arguing point, too. It's like, yes, we helped you get there.
617-779-0985, the phone number. We'll get to your calls coming up next. And I think there's also another question worth asking related to this report about Rob Gronkowski's future. We'll get to that next.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Celtics beat the Grizzlies at the Garden last night, 109-98. Season won three in a row since the All-Star break. Kyrie Irving led the team in scoring with 25 points in 25 minutes. Seas host the Hornets tomorrow night. They're still a half game behind the Raptors in the East after Toronto throttled the Pistons last night. Bruins back on the ice at the Garden tonight playing the Hurricanes. Dunkin' Donuts Bruins pregame at 6:30. News off the ice. The Bees added forward Tommy Wingles from the Blackhawks moments before the trade deadline yesterday. The deal of the day, however, came from the Atlantic leading Lightning as they dealt for defenseman Ryan McDonough and forward JT Miller from the Rangers. In Patriots news, Tom Curran reported on NBC Sports Boston last night that Rob Gronkowski did not enjoy himself this past season. Curran said last night on Boston Sports Tonight that the atmosphere is physically and mentally starting to wear on Gronk here in New England. Curran also said that Gronk contemplated stepping away from the game in training camp. Finally, Red Sox beat the Pirates yesterday 13-2. Play the Cardinals Fort Myers today, 1 o'clock, first pitch. Headlines are brought to you by Commonwealth Insurance Partners, a wholesale brokerage offering independent agents exceptional products and competitive pricing. Visit CommonwealthInsurancePartners.com. I'm Nick Cattles. Headlines coming up at 11 o'clock.
Hey, sports fans. Time for the weird,
Zolak,
the wild, Bertrand, and the unexpected.
How's his butt look?
Tight. It looks good.
Good.
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
Ed Shaughnessy joined us today at 11. He's already roaming around the building.
He's here early.
Yeah, he's always roaming around.
Looking for timesheets.
He's happy to be back in he's happy to be back in the Northeast, away from all that heat and sunshine down in Florida. So Shaughnessy joins us. The return of Dan's dates is today. I got one other question on Gronk after hearing Tommy Curran last night. Any shot he requests a trade? Is there any shot that comes into play where he decides he wants to keep playing football and decides, you know what, I'll go do it somewhere else? I hope not. That to me is the worst case scenario for Rob, for us, for from our perspective, Patriots fans and media in New England. The worst case scenario is he decides he wants to keep playing football but doesn't want to do it here. That would be a crusher.
That would be bad for not only watching him succeed on another team.
Yes.
But also because it would set the precedent, like, here's a guy who had a contract and had won a couple of Super Bowls, and he's doing everything the way that, you know, we're being led to believe is the way that every team wants to do him and should be doing him. You know, a few exceptions aside, you get a guy from the Eagles saying, like, oh, they're not having any fun there. But for the most part, you know, this franchise is the envy of the league, and you would have a guy actually requesting to be traded because he can't do it there anymore.
Worst that, case scenario.
That would just speak badly for long term.
Fred's in Ken. Hey, Fred.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up?
Listen, one thing that I don't think anybody's really talked about with the whole Gronk thing is, you know, yes, it is a dream job, but he already has a dream job. So for him, it's changing careers. If a normal person like me, if I'm going to change careers, I look at three things: the money I'm going to make, the what I'm going to be doing, and the people I'm going to be around. Right now, he could get a contract, let's just say, making great money, the best at what he does, with people like Brady, Amendola, Edelman. Does he really want to make less money? I mean, they're not going to pay him in the WWE $5 million to just roll out of bed 5 days a week. I mean, 5 days a year. He's going to be working for it. So does he really want to change, not be the best at football, hang around with cool people, then go to train every day and be with people like Jimmy Stewart and friggin' Sarge? I don't think so.
Well, he might.
Shut up, Sarge.
Yeah, he might very well get paid that kind of money just to roll out of bed a few days a year. People like it. People are into it. And whatever. Maybe the most important thing to him is just making money the easiest way possible. I'm not going to begrudge him that. It would be easy and easier than what he does now. But it's not a pathway to greatness, Beetle. You know, if you want to do something great, it's going to be hard, right?
Yeah.
What's the old line? If it were easy, everybody would do it. It's what makes it great is the fact that it's difficult to do, and it's difficult to play football, and it's okay. It's not worth it. I'm not going to do it to my body anymore. I'm not going to do all this stuff. Just don't try and convince me that somehow going into the movies or going into wrestling is somehow something worthy of I don't know more adulation or respect. Maybe he's not looking for any of that, and he wants to go off and do it, and his body has had it, and that's fine. That's fine. I would be more okay with that. I am with you. I am more okay with that than I would be him just asking to be traded and doing this for another team. That would suck.
That would be the worst.
And not just because he's doing it for another team and it's a team that you potentially have to face. Forget all that. It sets the precedent that this isn't such a great place to be. If you're as good a player as Rob Gronkowski and you've done as much as you have here and you just want to leave rather than deal with it anymore, that is the worst case scenario.
Adam's in Lowell. Hi, Adam.
Hey, guys. Hey, listen, if I'm Gronk and the Patriots staff says, hey, you should listen to us, we're looking out for you, I'd be like, yeah, you really nailed my right arm injury. That went really smooth. Thanks a lot, guys. But honestly, I think Belichick is really going to cost us Gronk, too, because, one, he cost us the Super Bowl because of his ego. It looks like he lost the locker room for a little bit and a lot of his captains because of that move. And if he keeps pulling this crap, it's going to cost him his job. If he keeps he can't ship everybody out. If Hightower and McCourty step out and say, we don't know what the hell this guy's doing, he can't trade him. What's he going to do? He'll have no team. And he'll lose the team, and Kraft will look at him and say, you're becoming more of a detriment than good. So I think we got Josh in the wings. Thanks, Bill. Mean it. See you later. But honestly, too, on top of that, if Gronk drags us out and decides before training camp and really screws the pass and says, I'm going to retire, I'd be more pissed at Gronk than the team.
Yeah, I agree with that. That would be worthy of criticism, which is why I think he needs to arrive at a conclusion
right
soon. And we said that the other day before we heard this latest report.
Yeah, it's getting a little ridiculous. I mean, at this point, 3 tweets in 5 days about the WWE, he's either trying to push himself towards a bigger contract or he's just promoting the hell out of his buddy Mojo Rawley in the WWE. And maybe he's trying to get somewhat of a rub here to show up at WrestleMania and get a payday just to show up. But he does have to be responsible to the organization and at least tell them, you know, what he's honestly thinking. And maybe that's happening behind closed doors and we don't know about that. As far as Gronk and the WWE and all that stuff, you know, it is possible that he just loves it. And I know people, I'm personally a fan of wrestling. I know a lot of people don't like wrestling. But you look at Ronda Rousey as an example. Ronda Rousey made a ton of money in the UFC. She's still young. She's still seen as someone who could have fights. She might not be the best in the world anymore, but she's somebody that can make money off of fighting. But she grew up a fan of wrestling, and she's always wanted to do it. So there might be an honest-to-goodness, passionate reason for Gronk to say, no, I'd rather try my hand at that. I've played 8 years in the league. I've won a couple of Super Bowls. I've put up tons of stats. I've put my body through so much damage. Why not work 30 dates out of the year, bring home $5 million, and do something that I actually enjoy?
617-779-0985. We're talking about Rob Gronkowski. Dan Shaughnessy will join us at the top of the hour.
Zolak, Zolak, Bertrand.
Are they aliens?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Fantastic chemistry.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
It does defy explanation to a degree until you start kicking over some rocks and talking to some people and trying to get, you know, your fingers on the pulse of it. And I've done that quite a bit. And he didn't enjoy himself in 2017. He did not have a good time, despite the fact his body was in a better situation than it's been in a long time, ever maybe, despite the fact that he is one of the most dominant players at any skill position. Starting to wear on him, physically, mentally, the atmosphere here in New England.
Zolak and Bertrand. Hardy in for Zoe. Cattle's in for Hardy. Dan Shaughnessy coming in momentarily. He's back from spring training. Let's go to the phones again with your thoughts on the possibility of Rob Gronkowski saying so long. Matt in the car, what do you have for us today?
Yeah, my question was, and you guys would have the answer, I'm sure, because of the history between Marshawn Lynch and the Raiders in Seattle. Can't Gronk just say, hey, you know what? I'm retiring. sit out a season, do whatever he wants to with the WWE, WWF, whatever the case may be there, Jimmy Stewart, and figure it out that way. And or the only other tier that I'd have to that is the question would be, does he get traded to Miami for Landry, since Landry doesn't want to do, you know, want to play there? That's my question. I'll hang up and answer.
Okay, so first.
No, line. Landry's got $16 million coming to him. No, that's not going to happen.
What do you mean?
Landry's on the franchise tag. $16 million.
He's going to get traded.
Yeah, he has to sign it, right? You can still sign
him. He's
going to
get traded.
Extension.
They're not going to keep him. Yeah. They're going to trade him. I said that yesterday. I stick by it. They're going to trade him. I'm just trying to focus on this first part. Could he retire and then later come back?
If he retires, he's not coming back.
That's how I would. That's how I would see it. But how would I know? That's what I would speculate, that if he retires, he's done for real.
Yes.
But how do you know? How do you know he doesn't leave for a year and then he decides, you know what? I do have a regret.
Unless he retires for a year and
a mistake.
Then comes back after a year.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Well, he signed through 2019, right? So doesn't he have to? I mean, if he signed through 2019, he wouldn't be able to be a free agent until 2020. Now you're talking 2 years away from the game.
No, he would have to come back to the Patriots, yes. But he could come back. He could make a return to football.
So he'd be leveraging it to get Belichick out? And to come back under McDaniels? Is that the idea?
No, I don't think he was going that far. I think it's just he decides after retiring, I changed my mind, I do want to keep playing.
Okay.
And at that point, who knows what the situation is here or elsewhere? Or if he's got 1 year left on the deal, he could say, guys, I want to come back and trade me elsewhere. I mean,
like
who knows?
Junior Seau, come back like week 10.
Yeah, exactly. Who knows how that would go? I'm just saying that could he retire and then later decide, oops, I made a mistake. I shouldn't have done that. I'm going to go play football again.
I think this
maybe.
Is...
I don't know.
If you believe Kern, and there's no reason not to believe Kern, I mean, this certainly seems like this has been bothering Gronk for a while.
Brewing.
I don't think this is something he woke up, you know, the morning of the Super Bowl and said, I'm thinking about walking away. This is something that's been bothering him probably before this last year. His family is very instrumental in what he does, and I could just imagine that they are likely telling him, hey, if you want to step away, you can do this WWE thing. Step away.
Yeah, and I think for all the crap that they've gotten over the years, and some of it is deserved, right, with all the things that have gone on between the family and the team and the treatment and the injuries, they probably legitimately care about their brother or their son, and they want him to, one, be healthy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention he just had that serious concussion in the playoffs. We haven't even discussed that. And two, be happy, right? I mean, they don't want the guy to be miserable. If he was unhappy this entire year, I don't think they want him to be in that place. And if he could protect his long-term health in the process, I think they would legitimately care more about his personal interests, health, and happiness over anything else. I believe that about that crew. As goofy as they are.
I know. It doesn't seem like they have any ulterior motives with any of this stuff. It's all about the health and the long-term health and the happiness and all that. So, okay, fine. I get that. Now, having said all that, I'll go back to the very first thing that got said about this, which was very dismissive.
And shakers for protein shakes.
Right.
You seen those? They're aluminum. No stink.
Oh, they're nice. Heavy footballs. Ginormous Bluetooth footballs.
It's like the Yeti. That's like the Yeti that Zoe threw against the wall.
Yeah.
I want to see him throw a shaker against the wall next.
I wonder if it would make the same
Gronk
sound.
Spike it.
Or if it would be louder. It's hard to imagine anything being louder.
Hey, Mark Cuban liked it.
It's hard to imagine anything being louder than the Yeti that Zelda threw against
whoever it is on that show. Is Mark Cuban still on Shark Tank? I know that they were on Shark Tank.
I think so,
Tank.
Yeah.
But Zoe was the first one to say when this story first popped after the Super Bowl. It's like, he wants a new contract. This is Bob Money. He's going to do all this because he wants a new contract.
Don't forget that.
And more protein shakes.
I think the protein shake would be louder.
Don't forget that.
No one heard that.
Okay.
No, you're right. Nobody heard that, except everybody heard that.
Don't forget that.
Gary's in Providence. Gary.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
Hey, I'm 57. I love football. I've been watching it since... probably the first game I ever seen was 1970 Super Bowl. One of my favorite players of all time, Earl Campbell. Power running back. He moved the whole pile, like Gronk does. Earl Campbell's in a wheelchair today, or with a walker. He took a beating. He played, 8 years? very similar, different position, but big, strong guys that could carry players with them. So if Gronk wants to retire now, while he can still think about having his health when he's 40 and 50, Earl Campbell's been beat up since he's been in his mid-40s. So that's really what I think Gronk's thinking about, his long-term health. Just my opinion.
Yeah, he probably is, and I don't begrudge him or blame him or anything for that, but we talked about, like, the worst-case scenario for the Patriots is Gronk leaving and playing for another team. That might be the worst-case scenario for football. When you have a guy seemingly as unstoppable as Rob Gronkowski, even when you factor in the injuries, the broken arm, the back, everything that he's had to deal with, the concussion, if that guy says, no, this game is too rough for me, what does that do to the sport? What
Earl
does that
Campbell.
Do to the overall picture of the sport? You know, that might be the worst thing for football. Him deciding to play for another team would be the worst thing for Patriots, but him leaving the game, that's the last thing the NFL needs right now.
Earl Campbell played a total, I just want to double check, 8 years. Played 8 years in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Regular season and playoffs combined game total, 121. Rob Gronkowski has played 8 years in the NFL. Total games, regular season plus playoffs, 115.
Got six more games in him.
Yeah. I mean, obviously a different time as well, okay? Different style of football being played when Earl Campbell was playing in the late 70s into the early 80s. I mean, I think it was a more physical game then.
More physical.
More violent
and you know
game
what,
then.
You know what else, Beetle, that I don't think we talked about a whole lot? It's not just...
Can I just give you this number? Can I give you a rundown quickly on Earl Campbell to tell you how different Earl Campbell's beatings were on the field? Let me give you his carries per year. These numbers are insane. 302... 368, 373, 361. He was hurt in 82. He had 157 that year. Came back in 83 and had 322 carries. And then in his final year, or his final two seasons, 146 and 158.
Those are like Le'Veon Bell at Michigan State numbers. Just keep giving him the ball.
I mean, that is just nuts.
Oh, man.
To have five of his eight seasons, he had 300 carries or more. And some of those numbers, 368, 373, 361, holy smokes. But, carried the ball 2,187 times in an eight-year career.
Wow. Yeah, that's a beating. But the other thing, Beetle, just very quickly, the notion that it's about the training, and it's about him getting beat up physically. How much of it could be, too, that Gronk just doesn't like the way the game is called with direct regard to him anymore? Like, it's changed in the last couple of years where, you know, we see it every Sunday. You know, he's getting mugged downfield every time he's going out. It rarely gets called. It's like, you know what? This isn't even fun for me anymore. I can't even go get open without being held, without being interfered with, and they hardly ever call it. Like, what's the... If that's affecting his enjoyment of the game to the point where he's like, it's just another reason in the pro-con column for not playing football anymore, that could factor into it, too.
I think it's all factor. All of this factors in. All of it has something to do with the decision-making process that is likely happening right now, and I hope it doesn't take too much longer. I hope that we are soon talking about Gronk is committed to coming back. And I hope that for the team's sake, he decides that in the near future. Dan Shaughnessy is standing by. He will join us coming up after these headlines.